Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everybody. It's time for Fat Mascara.
What's up?
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We've got so much to talk about.
Feeling a little loopy today. We're recording kind of late.
Yeah, and the lights are dim.
We have a new lighting scheme at Fat Mascara.
It's so good. It makes my skin glow. Okay, let's talk about beauty pop-up experiences. The retail world is going crazy with these holiday pop-ups, including, if you follow us on Instagram, Glossier You, the new fragrance. So I went to their pop-up today. I have the fragrance. Jess and I are going to talk about it. Then face filler. You guys know what filler is. There's one that lasts 5 years that I don't think a lot of people know about, and I did an interview, and I want to share some intel. And lastly, testing products. We are going to tell you how the secret sauce gets made, how beauty editors actually do their product testing. I actually don't know this about you, Jess, so I'm curious to find out.
We're gonna compare our testing methods.
I wonder if we do the same thing.
Our methodology.
Yes, our methodology. Thank you. Who do we have on the pod?
Oh, thank God. We have Erica from Pinrose Fragrances. I'm such a Pinrose fan. Are you a Pinrose fan?
I will be after this interview.
Oh, she's so fantastic. Spritz, spritz, tap, tap, rub, rub. We're going to get inside the mind of the millennial fragrance brand. Jen, I used to work in beauty retail. I worked for Space NK. I worked with Bobbi Brown. And one of my favorite expressions from the biz, and you know, this is like over the past 10 years. This is not yesterday, but I'd like to think both of these companies were ahead of their time. We have to create some magic at the counter.
Magic
in the space. People don't want to come in and just, you know, pick up a lipstick or something to cover their bags or, you know, their circles.
Speak for yourself. That's what I want to do.
Well, then, you know, that may be the end result. That may be the product. But they want to spend some time. This is their leisure time. You know, if they just want to get that concealer, if they just want to get that, you know, deep conditioner, they can get that online. Or they could
go
to a drugstore, you know, and get a similar product. if they're going to be paying luxury prices, let's give them a little razzle dazzle.
Oh, there is some razzle dazzle happening this holiday season, let me tell you.
What's going on? What have you seen?
There's just beauty pop-up experiences all over Soho. It's like every other corner.
Now, what is a pop-up?
Like a retail space that's a limited time only, right? They rent out a storefront. They make you immersed in the brand experience in the hopes that you'll probably gram about it all over the place and then buy something.
So you're bringing up two things. Mm-hmm. One is the sense of urgency. Have you seen it? You've got to go.
It's only here till January.
Exactly. I love that. And the second thing is, and this didn't exist when I worked for Space or Bobby, get it on the gram.
Yeah.
Now, you sent me an article the other day that, you know, I read it and I was like, oh, yeah. The thing about the Museum of Ice Cream.
Yes, the woman that started that. And she was saying she was trying to say that retail is the new museum. And I was like, God help us all if we don't have museums anymore. Instead, we go to these weird shops where people just take pictures of shit.
Right, and that museums have a problem because they're not Instagrammable. That's a whole other issue. We could talk about that another time.
She's not wrong, though, that people want to feel part of a group experience.
Right.
So, for example, Armani has a little corner shop where they're showing you all of their lipsticks this holiday. You just went, I saw a little guitar photo. What was that about?
That was really fun. So I went to the YSL pop-up shop in Soho. It's on Broadway and Broome. And not only did they have these really fun glittery guitars that were very YSL, and I took a little Instagram with my friend Natalie there, but they also have this cool thing where you can customize your YSL lipstick. Now, don't flinch at the price. I mean, you can flinch at the price, $40. But for $40, you can first you pick your color. It's like a Wonka land.
Yes, everything's
experience.
Very bespoke in these pop-ups too. Yeah. There's always like a personalization moment.
So this is, you could do this for yourself, you could do this for your friend. I think it's a fantastic gift. For $40, you pick your color at the first station. Then you pick your cap, and it could be like stars or, you know, rockets or sparkles.
Yeah.
So cool. Then finally, you take it to the last, the man at the end or the woman at the end, and then they imprint the name. Engrave. You know, I did Fat Mascara.
I did too.
Oh, Jen.
I want to see yours.
I got this really beautiful
nude. She even was telling you, someone came in, you could do like, will you marry me? Like someone.
That's
like,
so cool.
Yeah. And I don't know. Then you keep the cap and you can put it on other YSL lipsticks. It makes it fun.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's nice. So, yeah. So I ended up staying there. I said, you know, oh, I'm just going to literally do a drive-by. I went there. I got there so late. I ended up staying for at least a half an hour because it was really fun.
Just checking out the space.
Yeah. I mean, I see lipstick all day.
Let me tell you about a pop-up experience where I did not want to stay for a half an hour. May I?
Sure.
The last one I wanted to talk about was the Glossier You. You know the new fragrance. Emily Weiss came on the pod, hinted that she was doing a fragrance.
We had the exclusive.
We did. We heard it. You heard it here first. So now the fragrance is out. To go along with it, I'm not sure about the time, how long this is going to be. On the first floor of the Glossier showroom, which you can always visit, 123 Lafayette in New York, they've turned it into like, all right, here's how I'm going to describe it. You walk in the door. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, for me at least, minus Charlie, plus Emily Weiss, minus the chocolate, plus perfume. And like there's just perfume there. And then
I got lost somewhere along the way, but
it was all quiet. And these girls all perfectly on brand for Glossier. Like, you know, they look like models off of the Instagram in red suits.
Okay.
And then just voices were whispering at me.
Okay.
Like you're standing there and all of a sudden they go,
okay, this is little Stanley Kubrick.
Thank you.
Okay, I feel uncomfortable.
You're welcome. It was the creepiest.
I'm getting a little ASMR vibes, maybe.
Creepiest thing. So, and they were just staring at me because you're supposed to like go in and experience for yourself. So, idiot that I am, I finally just started talking back to the voice. And I was like, she would say thank you. I'd be like, you're welcome. Am I supposed to do something? So then you move to the other room and there's mirrors.
Wait, are the ladies talking to you? Like, do you see their faces?
No,
or just in the air?
They're all like acting like this is the most normal thing in the world. And then you should follow them through to the next space. But didn't break character. I was like, girl, this is your job. She wouldn't break character. She was like, follow me to experience you. And then you go through the mirrors, you smell the fragrance, and then you go in this little closet room by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, push the button. And you can, and I'm like, oh,
this is weird.
Let me push the button. I push the button. A mirror comes up, and then this weird red latex arm of like a real person comes out with a perfume to spray my wrist.
And I'm uncomfortable.
She's like, you can push the button again. I was like, I don't want to push the button again. I mean, okay. Before we finish this segment, we should probably smell the fragrance together.
Whoa.
I want
to
hear
I have to
think.
Say, this is certainly an experience. Were people Instagramming this?
I was. Were others? I don't know. That was a press preview. It opens to the public tomorrow, okay, by appointment only. Go on their website or whatever. Figure it out.
Well, I have to hand it to them for originality because I've not experienced a thing like what you're talking about.
I don't know if I
need
to experience that, though.
Okay, I'm gonna spray.
Okay. This is the first time you're smelling it, right?
Yeah.
She's sniffing.
I like it.
Okay. Deep thoughts over there from Jessica Matlin.
Is there iris in here or something?
Yes, good nose.
I've got a really good nose.
Yeah, there's musk, there's iris.
My iris and musk, absolutely.
But a freshness to it. It's not as heady as you would imagine. I was describing it as Body Shop white musk, mm-hmm, but more expensive with a green note. And then as it dried down, I was getting, remember L'Odyssée, the Issey Miyake triangle-shaped one?
Yeah.
Like it's like a soft aldehydic skin musk with like a freshness to it. Maybe that's more aquatic. This is less aquatic.
This reminds me of, you know, Nomenclature?
Yes.
From Carlette Aidas.
I know exactly which one you're talking
about.
The
one that's supposed to smell like clean. Oh, I was thinking the one that smells like clean laundry. It's like called, it's like it means German for clean laundry.
Well, and then there's that molecule, the G molecule, galoxylide. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it wrong. That is in this, I believe, that's the musk smell.
Okay.
I think it's going to do well. It's very light, very fresh. I am not against the fragrance. I really like the fragrance. I don't want weird fingers coming out of walls and spraying me with stuff, personally.
I like the idea that they went with an avant-garde vibe rather than like, oh, just spray it. It's on a table with an orchid on it. You know, I points for originality.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of, like, from what you're describing, it's like when I went to a haunted house and someone touched my ankle.
Yes!
And I'll never forget
it. It was a little creepy, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I do think, if anyone who thinks this doesn't have a floral note, I'm picking up a lot of floral. Like, I'm picking up a lot of iris.
Same thing happened to me. At first I got musk, and then as it dries, it weirdly gets more floral.
Yeah.
And I guess Emily was explaining, she was there. What up, Emily? She was saying that they double dose, like, the dry down notes are meant to come out right away. So there's not a lot of those, like, flashing off top
notes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they want you to get that musky dry down experience immediately.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're in New York, you know, we'll put it on the blog, but check out all these pop-up experiences if you feel like, you know, retail therapy, retail art therapy.
I
don't know.
Very cool. Yeah.
Jess, as you know, there's a little bit of something in my face. Some fillers, right?
You know, I love that you're honest about what's going on.
Yeah, I am. Because I'm 70, and this is how good I look.
You're 70!
No, I do partake in cosmetic injectables. So, but there's one I hadn't heard of, and I don't know if our listeners have either. Do you know about Bellafil?
I've heard of Bellafil.
Okay, so
I haven't heard a lot about it.
Okay, so I wanted to give you a little like primer. So most of the fillers that are out there are hyaluronic acid fillers. You guys have heard about that on the podcast, which means when they're injected, if you don't like the look of it, there's another injection, hyaluronase, and you can sort of like undo it. So it's fine.
Right. But you have to also pay for that. It's like
you have to
pay for the eraser.
But that's like the standard type of filler. Most of them are that. However, Bellafil is 80% collagen and 20% polymethyl methacrylate. Wait, let me say it again.
Wow.
Polymethyl methacrylate. That was better.
Good for you.
I'm going to go with PMMA. So unlike a hyaluronic acid, this is collagen, which comes from a cow. I'm sorry, it's bovine.
It's okay. All right, let's just be
and
real.
And then these PMMA microspheres. So the collagen goes in, and then your own collagen wraps around it and starts growing, and that's all good. When that collagen gets metabolized by your body, these little PMMA spheres are left to stay in there within the structure that the collagen has built. All this adds up to the thing lasts 5 years in your face.
Do you think when the PMMA is left behind, the look is different?
I ask the same thing, and it doesn't fade. In fact, it sort of like gets more natural looking over time because it's your own collagen that's in there.
So I have a question, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you know, let's say you go in and you're 30 years old for this. Okay, I'm going to bump it up to 35.
Yeah.
Let's say you're 35 years old. You go in for your Bellafil. Are you really not seeing your doctor until you're 40?
Well, yes. So unlike, I don't know if I mentioned this, most of the fillers like Juvederm and Restylane and Bellotera I believe, are 6 months to a year, just so people know that if they didn't realize
There's one called Bellaterra.
Bellotero. I'm saying it wrong, yes.
That was the name of my grandfather's, like, sunset home.
What?
Bellaterra.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bellaterra, filler.
I was like, how do you know about Bellaterra? Anyway.
Yes. So once you're injected, you do not need to go back for 5 years.
Wow.
And I even said, like, well, do you want to see what it grows like or whatever? And
yeah, sure.
So you'd be going into your derm anyway, maybe for checkups on other things.
Okay.
So it actually has the longest, like, safety record of any of the fillers. There's, like, 10-year studies with more than 1,000 patients. So I'm not sure yet. I know the company had financial issues, and they were gone for a couple years, and they haven't been doing a lot of press or advertising for it. It's definitely, if you're someone who's, like, thinking about filler, and maybe you got filler already, and you don't like that you have to go back every six mm-hmm, months or whatever, mm-hmm. it's definitely something to ask about Bellafill. It's not for lips. But one more thing that I don't think people realize – even though you could do for nasal labial flabs, which is the traditional, you can, it's also FDA cleared for acne scars.
Oh, wow.
Which there's not a lot you can do for pockmarking if you have like pockmarks, you know, the cratery kind of acne scars. Because your own collagen grows, they can do like micro injections of it all over. And it just, the pictures I saw, here's the before and after. It looks really good. And that's 5 years.
Oh, wow,
this
is a huge difference. Yeah.
And if you're young when you get it for acne scars, you might not even have to get it for even longer than that because your own collagen is sort of pumping in there and filling in.
Right. You can start yourself on a good path of like self-healing.
So consider yourself informed on a different filler you might not have heard about. We'll put a link on the blog and see what you think.
Thanks, Jen. This is really helpful. Jen, it's time to get a little judgy.
What are we judging?
Not people this time. Products. Just joking.
Yes, no, you're not joking.
Well, I mean, I'm joking about you're judgy. You're not a judgy person. You're a wonderful person. I'm talking about products. You and I are both judging the Indie Beauty Awards.
Indie Beauty Expo Best in Show Awards.
Best in Show.
Yeah.
Great film.
I didn't know you were a judge also until I got the mass email. There's like maybe 10 other judges. And I saw you on there and I was like, oh, you're testing too.
Yes.
So we both got these big boxes of products to try out. I'm so curious. We have like 6 weeks to do it. How are you doing it? Like, how long are you using each one? Like, there's so much to use. I'm so curious. When you test products for this and just for your magazine and everything, what's your methodology, woman?
Oh, girl, it's a crunch.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of products to test.
Yes.
For example, the lipstick I'm wearing right now, I'm testing it.
Okay.
I just, you know, I would try to wear, I wear it all day long. I see if I get compliments on the lipstick. I see if it feels dry and crinkly on my lips. For fragrances, it's really not about what others think, but if I feel like it's a crowd pleaser, then it's like it gets a little extra star in my mind.
I think I was asking more though, like, will you do it more than once?
Well, something like a lipstick. Well, first of all, I hate waste.
Yeah.
So I don't test a million things like every night. I'm not like, oh God, I'm going home with my big duffel bag. But for something like this, an aggressive event like the Indie Beauty Awards, yeah, you know, I'm testing like fast and furious. Like I'm testing one thing a night. But, you know, in my normal life, if I see something that looks very interesting, yeah, I'll take it home. I'll live with it for a couple of days. Yeah. If I love it, then it becomes a part of my life.
Yeah. I have some skincare stuff that I'm judging.
What are you testing?
Best newcomer, where you got like a whole selection from each line. So I'm like,
oh my gosh.
So that made it like double the work or triple the work. Not work, people. I know this is a fun gig. And then body scrubs. Which, by the way, a lot of these indie body scrubs have a lot of oil in them. My shower is like a freaking slip and slide
zone
right now.
Please be careful. I'm serious.
But methodology-wise, I decided that I'm going to use everything once, and if I really can't stand it, it goes out of the pile. And then the things that I like stay around. And so, like, this one is my favorite for now until it's unseated by another. So, like, right now I have them in order as this one's the best. But if the next one I try is better than that, you know, I'll put it ahead. So that's for body scrub, which I think you only have to use once.
You know, you're so like – but this is you. This is
your
personality.
So analytical,
you
right?
have very – yeah, for me it's much more intuitive.
That's so funny when you were saying, like, I see what other people think. Get the crowds. Like, it was very artistic. Mine's like – like I have a plan and there's analyzing and then I move things and I have them in order on my shelves.
It's like also, it's not just, I don't want you to think it's just what other people think. It's like,
no, but it sounds like you're doing fragrance and lipsticks, which I'm doing skincare, which like I have to put it on my face a couple times. That's Belle, our producer, coughing in the background. We're going to have her test some cough drops for the next episode. Just really soundproof today, guys. No, but when you're doing skincare, I do think it's important that you don't just like rub it on your hand, because I see beauty editors that just like rub it on their hand.
No,
I love the serum.
No. Like, you use need the to thing. Live with it.
Yeah, like you. And that's a good tip for people at home. Like skincare, I always say, like 30 days. Really, you're not going to see results if it's telling you you're going to get smoother face or whatever.
Yeah,
I know people don't like to hear that, but like, give it a minute, would you?
We are here with Erica Shumate, the co-founder of Pinrose, which uses the science of smell and technology to help you predict your next favorite fragrance. How was that for an intro, Erica?
Ooh, I loved it.
It smelled delicious.
Oh my gosh, you brought so much cool stuff. I have to say, is this a fragrance interview or is this like a fun fair? There's so much cool stuff.
It's playtime fun fair. Fragrance should be playful and fun, I guess, or that's how I like to think of it, so... Well,
you certainly are making the fragrance world a lot more playful and fun. For those who don't know what Pinrose is, what is Pinrose?
We are a fragrance brand that makes high-quality fragrances that are super playful, and we don't use a celebrity or designer, and so every fragrance is made by a different master perfumer, so they all have really different styles, and our goal is to make high-end fragrance a little more accessible, a little more approachable for the everyday gal.
Where'd the name come from?
Oh, it's so nerdy.
Oh, we love it. I love it already. What is it? Tell us the story.
So,
our name is Fat Mascara. Yeah. So you're in a safe space.
So I really like fractals. And when I met Christine, my co-founder, we were like in business school and we were like the two kids who like wore color and like to laugh and like be really silly. And we were bonding one day and I was talking to her about fractals and there are these like really trippy mathematical photos, right?
Love a good fractal.
Love a good fractal. So when we started working on Pinrose, we were like, what's a good name? You know, the cool thing about fragrance is it's creativity and science. It has both. And we love fractals because it's like super creative and math. And so we figured, oh, let's look at some of our favorite fractals. And we like the Penrose tiling and the pinwheel fractal. So we mashed them together. And
how does a pinwheel have a fractal?
There's like a pinwheel tiling. It's like these crazy cool like triangles. So the artwork on Pinrose is actually
that's a fractal.
Yeah. A combination of those two tilings, the pinwheel and the Pinrose tiling.
Is this like the spirograph things?
It has a lot of...
I used to love those spirograph things. When you were in business school, were you like a hippie?
It was like colorful, yeah.
You went to Stanford, so yeah. I'm just picturing this like kind of hippie, like bright fragrance fractal chick.
Yeah, we were like.
Wish I knew her then.
Exactly.
You know her now.
Yeah, well, I know. But it just would have been interesting to see. Anyway,
still,
back to the fragrance.
We can go to California and be hippies.
So, when did you? Because you met your friend in business school. Mm-hmm. When did you say, let's create a fragrance brand? Like, you didn't want to do some kind of Silicon Valley startup?
I know. Like, we're like one of the few businesses that actually makes a physical...
Uber for perfume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe not a good idea.
A software platform. No. Yeah, we definitely love consumer-facing products. And Christine and I were talking about, actually... fragrance and beauty stuff, and she's like, oh, you know, I buy this for this, and talking about all of her like beauty routine. And then I was like, oh, what about your fragrance? And she's like, oh, I just wear whatever my mom gave me for my birthday. And I was like,
said no one ever about clothes.
I was like, you're 28, like, that's no.
really.
And then I started finding like, oh, that was true of a lot of my friends. And mm-hmm. I would always take them to the store and I'm like, don't talk to anyone, I'll help you find a fragrance. Like, this shouldn't be something that you just let someone else get for you. Like,
right.
And it was just because they're all nervous. They're like going to the store and people are spraying you down. It's annoying to shop for. It takes a lot of time. But as soon as you start learning a little bit, it becomes fun and less intimidating. And so that we kind of bonded over that. And I'm like, I think we could actually create a brand where I'm a fragrance freak and I'm fanatic and go spend hours in the basement of Barney's or wherever, you know, like mm-hmm. I can just smell everything. And then she just was one where it's like, I don't, more just on the surface level, getting to know it. So we were able to kind of find the space where the brand is still super high end, but more approachable. And hopefully we get people trying some weird stuff that maybe they wouldn't normally smell. And
that's cool. You have both perspectives.
I have like a little bit of a two-part question. You said I would help my friends shop for fragrance. When you went into the store, what were some of the questions and sprays that you would do with them?
So usually what I'd ask them is, I'm like, what kind of vibe are you feeling? Are you feeling like relaxed? Do you want to feel really girly? Do you want to feel like more like earthy? Like, and so from that, I would start to narrow and try and help them and just like smell a few, like few really different ones. And then after they did that, we'd kind of narrow it down like, okay, so this one is, you're looking for something that's a little more like citrusy, simple, like maybe what is traditionally more like fresh or clean. And, or some people would want something that's really warm and cozy and they wanted like those bigger gourmands. And so we'd kind of just find their way.
Right. Is that, did that play into how does Penrose work now? Like, how do you help people find a fragrance? Is it based on that, you know, you're learning in the store with your friends?
Definitely. So, and I also studied smell in college. So this also comes a little bit from that, which is your olfactory bulb, which is your smell and how you smell in your brain, is in the limbic system of your brain where your memories are and where your emotions are. So that's why it's so tightly tied to memories and emotions. And so I knew to use like, emotions more than other words or like ingredients even. So I knew a little bit of that. But then after taking my friends to the store, I really learned a lot about how powerful that actually was. And then even the signaling of like the colors of the bottle or like how it looked and when it didn't match how it actually smelled, it was really like a bad experience for that person. So I was like, oh, yeah, that led you to think it's a black bottle. You think it's going to be like this dark, smoky
thing.
And that's a whole,
you probably studied that in business school, I imagine. Yeah. Like if you make something cherry and put it in a green package, people won't like the taste and they won't think it's cherry.
And for some reason in the U.S., like all these big new fragrances are coming out and they're like dark, mysterious packaging, black and red. And you're like, ooh, this is going to be an intense fragrance. And you open it up and it's like, you know, like a Tootsie, like fruity Tootsie, whatever. And you're like, what? Like a Tootsie Pop. And you're like, this does not match.
Yeah, you mentioned color a lot, which makes you think of synesthesia.
Yes.
Do you have that yourself?
I don't.
What is synesthesia?
Yeah, let's back it up. Dropping a word like that. Synesthesia is like, I'm hearing about it more and more recently.
Yeah.
We wrote about it in Teen Vogue. It's like, it's the thing that all of the cool creatives have.
I
have a touch of it. Jess is always like, are you rolling your eyes? No, you're not rolling your
eyes. I'm not rolling my eyes. I think creative people, I think I have a little touch too. I think many of our listeners do.
And remember
too.
Joe Malone, if you listen to we did an episode with Joe Malone, she has synesthesia as well. So our longtime listeners might know what it is. But for those who don't, will you explain for us?
Of course. So it's a condition in your brain, and some people have it expressed really powerfully and other people just have it latently, where your sensory preferences are interconnected. So what that means is some people have synesthesia with colors and shapes or colors and numbers, where like they're like, well, the number 9 is definitely blue, or like middle C on a piano, that sound is definitely royal blue. So synesthetics have different connections depending on the type of synesthesia you have. And what's really interesting is when they look at like groups, when researchers have looked at groups of people, especially like aficionados and geniuses and certain like musicians, things like that, they'll have similar associations. So like the middle C in royal blue is like a very common association. And so when, especially with people, it's pretty crazy. Or like numbers is really big too, like numbers and colors for people. And if they see their number written in the wrong color, it's like a very annoying thing for their brain. And so anyway, so we wanted to leverage some of the science. And for me, I definitely have it most potently with like shapes and smell and colors and smell.
Like you smell something and it feels like prickles or it feels like round.
Yes, exactly.
And I use those words to describe it. And people are like, you can't call a scent round. And
that's
favorite. But it feels round.
It feels round. And when you tell that to people, I feel like sometimes too, they're like, oh, this one, when you compare it, you're like, this one's prickles and this one's round. And they're like, Oh, I get it.
So it might be like that middle sea with blue. Mm-hmm. Like it's there's common themes that keep coming up.
Definitely. And yeah. And then Christine, my co-founder, she's like a big music freak. And so when we were getting the fragrances submissions back from our perfumers, we would give them music sometimes on certain fragrances as inspiration, but we get them back and she would all of a sudden be making Spotify playlists with like what that fragrance sounded like. And so she definitely has this like crazy association of like, this is a minor chord or major, this many beats per minute. And anyway.
So you have Spotify playlists for each of the scents,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Now your brand is interesting because you have like, you know, you have different layers for, well, most brands will come up with like one scent and there it is. Bam, you've got your celebrity face, you have your big campaign, put it on the shelf, end of story. You've kind of built these little worlds through social media for each scent. So you have a Pinterest board for each scent. You have a Spotify playlist for each scent.
Isn't there a quiz?
There's a quiz that helps you lead to find out what your scent is. It's much more interactive, which is, you know, I'm going to like throw a little marketing term here, but it's very millennial, like friendly. Mm-hmm. Was this intentional or was this just, hey, this is a smart way to approach fragrance?
At first, it was like, this is a smart way to approach fragrance, especially because there's no vocabulary for smell, and it's why scientists have a really hard time studying it. And so we knew we wanted to communicate with her in a way where she didn't have to use words. So that's where the quiz comes in. Mm-hmm. So a quiz is based in the science of synesthesia.
What's like a sample question?
Pink versus green.
You just pick which one you prefer.
Which one? Yeah, the easiest in the world.
There's one that I really liked where it was like a beach versus a forest, right? Mm-hmm. Like sand versus trees.
And we try and use like the same warmth of the sun, or like if it's the sunrise, mm-hmm. it's sunrise in the forest, sunrise on the beach. And just like to give you those...
To narrow it down.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I find that the quiz very accurate because I've done your quiz like 3 or 4 times. I'm trying to get like, I guess, I don't know why I've done it. I guess I've shown people or it always leads me to scents that I like and the scents that are just not as me. I never get them.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's very simple. It takes like
you're really
30
good at
seconds.
Our quiz. You keep getting A's.
Yeah, I'm probably jumping ahead, but yeah. What are the scents that you were led to?
So Campfire Rebel. I'm just going to say that. Why do I doubt myself?
Campfire Rebel.
Gilded Fox. There was one that was just that you stopped making that I really liked. We talked about it last time I saw you.
Was it Cuddle Punk or Garden Gangster?
Maybe it was Garden Gangster.
Let's just have a moment for these names, shall we? They're amazing.
Yeah. But I'm not into so much like I didn't get Sun Saint.
Mm-hmm.
What's another one I might have not gotten?
And you don't do well in the sun.
No.
It's reasonable.
No. yeah, exactly. I get like come freckly and cranky. I don't think I got Tambourine Dreamer.
No, that's a very
definitely didn't get. I could tell you right away. Not this one.
What's that? Pillow Talk?
I don't think I got Pillow Talk Poet. Some of these more warm and woodsy ones.
Yep. And what's cool is that actually those two are the same perfumer. David Appel.
Interesting.
He's a pretty awesome, like, he does more avant-garde stuff. He worked on Tom Ford's Black Orchid. So
avant-garde.
More just, you know, and I mean, that's now more, a little bit more accepted mainstream, but he definitely does these works of art. To me, they're more like sculptures, whereas like some other fragrances are more like, ethereal watercolors.
No Way Jose.
Yeah.
Is that the name of a fragrance?
No. I just picked up. I picked up a scent that was not me, but I didn't want to
call
it out.
You're not in the studio with us, guys, but there's fragrance sachets all over the table.
Yeah. But it's really great. There's something really for everyone. So, and the quiz actually is, it's like a BuzzFeed quiz for fragrance. It's
so
like, who are you?
A fun fact, just because you have the shape synesthesia,
yeah.
One of the highest correlating questions for us to know what helps, you know, identifies the fragrance preference is our shape question, which is spiky versus like a cloud shape.
I don't think I've taken the quiz because I definitely would have called you up immediately and been like, do you have the synesthesia that I have?
We've had so many versions of our quiz for the past 4 years and have had now like 300,000 people take this quiz. And so we've changed it and we update it based on like the correlations that we find. And the one question that like has not changed, it's been in every quiz, is that spiky versus cloud shape.
Which you prefer?
Which one? Well, instantly, that.
But is it like 50-50? Like, or most people?
Yes. And that's not true of like colors. Like a lot of people prefer, like usually it's like 60-40 pink to green. So it depends on the question, but the shape one is down the middle.
It's like a psychologist's dream, all this knowledge that you've been gathering.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I want to ask more.
I love this. It's a really smart way to approach fragrance. So one of the biggest things that I notice is that a lot of people, especially people like, you know, I'm going to say under, people who maybe weren't wearing Obsession, YSL, like Opium, you know, in their heyday, is that they're a little afraid of fragrance. They don't want to offend. They're very nervous about, you know, having a fragrance that you can smell, which I think is kind of a strange thing. So they avoid big perfumes, and they're looking for things that they smell, that smell, quote unquote, in their words, fresh.
Oh, the big word.
What the hell does fresh mean? Because I've smelled like five different, quote unquote, fresh fragrances. They all smell very different.
Means something different to everyone. It's like my, what does it mean to you? Silly. It's so silly. To me, a true quote unquote fresh fragrance is one that is in like the citrus family that is really bright and what you would associate more with, like, I associate more with like body cleansing products, but some people associate fresh with laundry smell, which is musk, which comes from ass of a deer. So, you know, to each your own. But
there are synthetic musks as well.
Exactly.
Actually, in fact, they're usually synthetic. But original, yeah, the musk
so
deer.
So funny that we think that that is fresh, or other people, you know, fresh flowers. They just have their
fresh
own.
Fresh rain.
Exactly. Yeah. Fresh rain or grass. And so for me, I just associate, I guess, more with citrus.
What's the fresh scent from Pinrose?
So I'd say Merrymaker for the more round people and Garden Gangster for the spiky people.
I already was Garden Gangster.
Yeah. And we really hope that, you know what? See, I never thought I was a fresh person, but I really liked Garden Gangster. You need to have synesthesia to understand the round and the spiky, but hopefully once you smell, you'll understand.
Understand.
I think you need to spend time at the counter. I think this is like...
I didn't realize I had it till I started as a beauty editor, and you get to smell more and more perfumes because it's part of the job, and then you start to like put them in categories. And I didn't realize I was doing it until I met somebody with synesthesia, and I was like, "Oh, wait, that's, like, I do that too." Like, I think a lot of people have a small amount of it and don't realize it.
It's like your mental maps. You're like, how do you categorize stuff?
Yeah, like with words, sometimes they're like, "Oh, that's like a red word in a certain color," and I'll remember it that way for like a quiz when I was taking quizzes back in the day.
Look at this.
Lord has synesthesia.
Musicians, big time.
Yeah.
You know, me and Lord. Just yeah. Let's talk about how inclusive or exclusive the fragrance world has been in the past. Mm-hmm. You are trying to be more inclusive, which is a big push in all of the beauty industry right now, just to be catering to all different types of people, not to be so like exclusive and you can't have this. How does that work in fragrance, that you want to make different ethnicities happy, different age groups happy, different kinds of people? What do you do?
I think that's so true. And that was a big, big impetus for us when we were starting the brand, was like, let's remove the cloak and kind of show the industry and like hopefully teach a little bit and not make it seem so aspirational that it's out of reach, which I think was so true of like the 80s and 90s. And it's kind of like the more aspirational, out of reach it was, the more that someone wanted it.
Sure.
But I don't think that's true of the millennial generation as much. And we've also just been seeing like more transparency in general, whether it's in foods or other categories too. And so when we started really learning about the process of creating fragrances with the master perfumers, when I would ask them, I'm like, are you okay if we use your name, or if would you ever be willing to be interviewed? And they're like, oh my gosh, yes, of course. And I was like, oh my God, can we like free you from behind the veil of like that you've been working for these, you know, other brands and houses and don't get recognition, but you guys are these crazy awesome artists. And so that's been really fun for us, for sure.
Why do you think that they're not getting recognized? Or why do you think that there was, you know, this kind of, oh, like finally, thank you?
Because I think they always had someone else's name on their product. It was like, you know, whether it was Jennifer Lopez or, you know, a design house. And so they were just the creator for that house, or for that fragrance for that house. So traditionally, it's been other people's names on their stuff. And so what we try to do, and I know other brands are doing this too now, they're trying to bring the perfumer, at least like give them credit, hopefully, you know, where we think credit is due. And then also just be really open with people that, like, it's okay if you don't know what Ooduwet is. Like, you're not the worst person ever for not knowing what it is. Which, like, sometimes you go into a store and you're made to feel like, oh, you don't know what that, what this random ingredient is. And the reality is that's like you're in a gallery and you're looking at paintings and someone's like, you don't know what, you know, whatever color is, or like, you don't know what that this painting has black in it, or, and it's just kind of like
the opposite of what a museum should be.
It should be,
it's what should be educating.
It should be
a
teaching experience.
Especially if they're asking to pony up like $100.
Exactly. You know? And also, like, just being ingredient based, it's like you don't go into a museum and you're like, would you like a black painting? Or a blue painting, like a painting with like a little
just
bit of blue.
Pick one. That's all you get.
And so, you know, like, we try to be like, okay, is it more like a Monet? Is it more like a sculpture? Is it more like a ethereal watercolor? And try and give those people those associations so it's not just about the ingredients. Because sometimes people will be like, I know I like vanilla, but this vanilla isn't it. I know. And it's like, well, the construction might be wrong, right?
Yeah.
Or the type of vanilla.
That's interesting. I've never thought about fragrances in terms of, I mean, I know they're art, but, like, you know, this is a crazy abstract expressionist. This is, are you into watercolors? That's a really pretty metaphor, and it's really easy for people to understand. This one's a little bit tougher. This is, you know, something you can wear every day. I imagine
there's art questions in your quiz, huh?
You
have visuals, actually, that people have to see.
It's all visual.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have to know artists. You just say, I like this or that. Tell me this. We talked a little bit about the younger market and how you're more accessible. Mm-hmm. Something else we hear a lot is that people want more natural stuff, natural things. What do you say when people ask you, is this a natural fragrance brand? Like, what does that even mean, and is it?
So naturals are really tricky because it really depends on the ingredient. So, for example, musks come from an animal, so does civet. There's a lot of animalics in fragrance historically, and you don't always want to use the real animals' ingredients because you have to kill the animals to do so. So synthetics there are usually used, and at our brand, we definitely use them across the board and don't do any animal testing or, like, very much cruelty-free. And then the other two considerations for naturals are the environment and allergies. So it really depends on the ingredients. When people ask us if your fragrances are all natural, we say they're a mix, and they're a mix of natural and synthetic for very considered reasons. And for example, sandalwood from India has been totally ravaged, right? So we would never go use naturals from that.
It's not a sustainable resource. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're really careful about which ingredients we use there. And then secondly, sometimes nature prints are a lot more healthy in terms of allergies. And what a nature print is you get, let's say you take a sandalwood, right? And the perfumers can figure out, all right, these, I'm going to make numbers up, this isn't true, but these, just for illustrative purposes, these three ingredients are what is making the smell happen. It's and the rest.
Yeah, like molecules usually, right?
Molecules. Mm-hmm. And then the rest are what's making the wood, right?
Right.
Like, so if we can do a nature print of those three molecules or of this plant in the lab, then we can have just the aromatic part of it. And so instead of having thousands of different types of molecules that you might be allergic to, and instead you only have three, it actually really reduces your chance of allergies. So it depends on the ingredient. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always like, it's such a complicated question.
It's not a hard yes or no. It sounds like there's still a lot of education that needs to happen in that area. You mentioned that you are on QVC. You're doing some work with QVC now. How do you sell fragrance on QVC?
Oh my gosh, it's a fun challenge. I did a lot of improv growing up, so that definitely helps. But we do a lot of storytelling, and they are really professional and give great training. But I use sound bites, so sound bites of emotions or stories about each fragrance, and then try to just memorize them and make sure I'm using them. And they have a little like speaker in your ear, and they'll tell you, say that again. You're selling a lot.
How did your first time on QVC go? Were you nervous?
Oh my God. I was terrified, but also very excited. And I get in there and I'm on the set, and Peter Thomas Roth was going right after me.
The PTR?
The PTR. So I was like, this was the first purchase I made at Sephora when I was like 16. I got here a facial cleanser. I'm like freaking out. And I see him and I'm like, oh my God, it's him. And he looks at me. He goes, this is your first time? And I was like, he's like, just keep smiling. Just don't stop smiling. Whatever I see, I just big smile. don't let your smile like go away. So I'm on air and I'm doing the thing and I see Peter in the wings being like
that's amazing.
Showing me to smile.
Making smile motions.
And I'm just
you.
Like looking at him, just like holding the table for dear life, like smiling my face off. And he's right, man.
Did
you
it
gotta
look
smile.
Normal on TV?
Yes. That's the crazy thing about
you felt
TV.
Weird though, right?
You feel insane, but if you drop a smile, all of a sudden you look like just resting
like
bitch.
Funereal.
Face.
Yeah. No, I had a media
you
trainer.
Funereal?
Funereal.
Oh, funereal.
Venereal and funereal. No. I had a media trainer once, and this is the only thing I remember from her. Ready? And it's so true. The camera, when you're on television, the camera sucks energy. So you may think you sound crazy. You may think you look like, you know, a used car salesman, like, on crack. No. You need to act like that because the camera will suck it out.
And is that why TV people, when you meet them in real life, you're like, whoa, settle down.
Settle down.
Maybe that's it, because you need to be, like, however you, if you think you're being cheerful and, like a little too much, no. You got to be that extra.
And that's why we
so
have a podcast.
Keep smiling! Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So we don't have to do
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
So let me just take it down a notch. I'm going to take it down a notch now. So just be clear, you are not a perfumer. You're working with world famous, fabulous perfumers. Do you work with like a team? You have different ones for different fragrances? Are you constantly like revolving people in and out, or do you have a stable that you work with?
We're constantly working with new perfumers.
That's
and
cool.
We always want to have showcase something differently. You know, like we're open. There are perfumers who really love working with us and we love working with them. So we've done four fragrances with David Appel. And he's
oh,
just
that's your guy, Jess.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy okay. that did the ones you like.
And he's just so badass. It's like it's been. He's responded to our mood boards too. So the way we do it is we create mood boards and maybe a song, and we'll go to a nose at a fragrance house, mm-hmm. and we'll say, okay, well, we know this perfumer does this kind of avant-garde art. This perfumer does more of the watercolors. Here's our mood board. Here's who we thinking we might like to do it, but. Who do you think, what other perfumers around the world do you think would be interested in this? And do you mind kind of putting it out like an RFP? And then if mm-hmm. they're interested, have them give a submission. If they're
RFP
not.
RFP is request for proposal, right? Yeah. Okay.
Just being like, but basically just being like, hey, if you're interested, if this sparks anything inside of you and you want to make a fragrance, please send us a submission. We'd be honored. If it doesn't, like, don't force it. So
cool.
What's been fun is some perfumers have just, like, with him, we've sent out different mood boards, and he's just been, like, nailing the submissions. And so
are his some of the more popular? Like, what's the most popular scent among your customers?
Our most popular right now is Secret Genius.
What does Secret Genius smell like?
It is
go ahead, QVC.
I know, QVC. Okay. It is a grown-up sexy vanilla.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
But so it was made by Harry
Beautiful.
Fremont. And
cutie.
He's so...
What fragrance house does he work
at? He is at Firmini. She made Tuscan Leather for Tom Ford, among many other great fragrances. And he's not a big vanilla guy. And that's why I think this is so successful, actually, is because he's managed to take an awesome ingredient and really highlight all of its best qualities. And it's not
gorgeous.
Too cloying. It doesn't go plasticky on the skin. Like, it wears incredibly well and... I love that.
You
fragrance.
Got a big guy for that. He just won the Fragrance Foundation mm-hmm. Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, look at you.
He's yeah, a big deal.
So what's next for Pinrose? I know you brought us some holiday stuff that looks really fun, but what are you working on next?
So we are pretty focused on, we're going to be launching a new fragrance next year.
Ooh.
And one thing that we really want to work on is... I guess crowdsourcing a fragrance, right? So getting our community involved and like getting them to actually see what it's like to put together the mood board and review the submissions.
Oh.
So that's something that we're looking at for 2018, and we're pretty excited to put that together. And then we're in half Sephora's or 211 Sephora's now, and we'll be going into the rest of them in February. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our time right now is focused on making sure we're being the best partner possible. And we have some other stuff coming up with them in the spring. I can't totally talk about, but it's going to be really cool.
Okay, well, you can talk about this twirly baton thing that's sitting here. Listen to this. Do you think that came across? I just threw it across the room.
I think they
it looks like
got
if you're
idea.
In marching band and you have like a...
The majorette.
Yeah, the majorette, but there's little fragrance vials inside.
Yes.
That's fun. What do you call this?
This is the twirl and whirl baton. Yeah, so we're launching a twirling baton for holiday. And the reason why is our whole thing is to be playful and our logo is all askew. We're like, let's just take this very literally and literally put our fragrances into a toy and just get people to have fun with this and realize that you don't have to like take it all too seriously. So that's launching in November.
Okay, I want to know about you personally. What are some of your favorite products other than perfume? A girl cannot get by on perfume alone.
No.
Like skincare, makeup, obviously Peter Thomas Raw.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of dry shampoo.
I'm half dry shampoo.
Yeah,
right?
Half
your hair's
dry
so
shampoo.
Blonde. Your color's amazing. Oh, I just want to know what's going
thank
on.
Thank you. This is definitely some balayage highlights happening.
But do you use special shampoo or something?
This, you know what? I was home in Chicago this weekend, and whatever shampoo my mom had is what I use, and I'm really into it.
Wait, it's funny, though, because you started out saying that your people don't buy fragrance. They just have whatever their mom buys them is the fragrance
that's true.
They use.
I'm like, oh, yeah, the shampoo. That's no, but funny. I was literally at my, like, childhood home and was just, like, 5:45 this morning, like, getting ready to come.
Oh, wow.
Come really here. Burned. But, okay, so my favorite beauty products. Okay, so... Love dry shampoo. I use Chlorane. I also use Batiste. And then for face, I'm really into the Dr. Dennis Gross wipes. The like extra
alpha
strength.
Beta,
yeah.
Glow, not the glow one, just the alpha beta
the
peel.
The alpha
one.
Beta peel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do that. And then for makeup, I'm really into, so I try lots of different things, especially like being around the Sephora's all the time. I'm always playing. So for a long time, I used this amazing Chanel tinted moisturizer that's been discontinued. So I'm on the hunt for a new one. I'm trying one now that...
By Terry, yes. Mm-hmm.
By Terry. Mm-hmm. This stuff's been great. I got married in May, and I, in a panic attack, went to Space NK, where my good friend, who I know through house dancing, he works there as like a pro artist.
Nice.
And so I was like, you need to get me hooked up with some makeup for my wedding because I'm terrified that the people who are going to do it aren't going to know what they're doing. So he hooked me up with that.
So it's By Terry's Cover Expert Tinted Moisturizer. Nice.
And then I have some Shiseido powder.
I thought that was a retainer case for sure. I was like, oh, she's got a retainer.
I'll let Shiseido know.
It's a pressed powder. Nice.
Yeah, that's funny.
This I got in a free... like some free beauty bag, and it's a Dolce & Gabbana
score.
Good freebie. Good freebie. Bronzer.
So I've been
marbled
using
bronzer,
that.
Yeah.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
And then I have some drugstore stuff in here. I got this, like, the Balm Brow Pow.
Mm-hmm.
I've returned to this after using some other stuff.
I didn't know the Balm was at drugstores now.
Nice. I think they're at CVS,
at like the fancy,
right?
Walgreens.
Oh, like the, yeah, where they have the special area. Mm-hmm. Oh, and your mascara. We have to ask
I know.
About
I was like, this is going to be. I've tried a lot and I keep coming back to the Great Lash, which is so embarrassing. I'm like, there's so many I love, but
Maybelline Great Lash.
Got the Maybelline
Maybe
Great
that's
Lash.
What inspired your green versus pink question in your quiz.
That's true. I'm
even realizing it.
I liked Dior show too for a long time. That was my other.
She's a high low kind of gal.
I got lots of high low. Yep. Found all sorts of stuff in here. Oh, this stuff, the Clé de Peau under eye concealer.
It's a classic.
It's good stuff. Very creamy.
So this a long time ago, but I love it. Do you know this brand?
Envy Eco. I haven't seen them in a while.
Neither have I. It's falling apart, but it's a white.
Let's hope they're still around so you can get more of that. There's Erica's drug pile.
Everywhere. All right, guys.
No, those are good. You picked good ones. Clé de Peau, Maybelline Great Lash.
Yeah,
they're classics.
You've got a lot of good stuff.
And now hopefully people have classics with these new fragrances. And
I hope so, too.
I like Secret Genius. It's really good.
Is that the vanilla
on me.
One
yeah,
that we've just
really
sprayed?
Good on me.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. It's cozy. It's fuzzy. It's soft. It's nuzzly.
Oh, look who has synesthesia.
What? How did you know? You just nailed it.
Yeah.
Nice. A plus.
Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you, guys. This is so fun.
Time to raise the wand, and even though Belle's got a little cold over there, I want her to sing. Sing it, Belle.
A little raspy. Raise a wand, yeah.
It's been a while, huh? Since we heard Belle's lovely voice. Jess, what are you
raising? Belle Havaludens.
What are you raising a wand to?
I'm feeling divalicious today, and I'm going to bring up something completely unaffordable to most people.
Okay.
No, it's really an indulgence. And I wouldn't bring this up if I didn't think that this was a product that really wowed me.
Wow.
Really wowed me.
Oh, I know that packaging.
Sizzly. Sizzly?
It's not a Boboli pizza. Sizzly. You knew? No.
Sizzly. Black Rose Cream Mask.
Well, black roses just have to be more expensive than regular roses.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Tell us about it.
Instant youth, smoothing, plumping, brightening. Now, I used to have a little baby sample of this that I got post a facial at Sizzly. And
Sizzly, your corner pizza shop.
Sorry. The Sizzler. And I remember using it after the treatment. Like, I brought it to like a hotel, and I remember being like, oh my God, this stuff's really good. Now, full disclosure, I asked the company to send me this. I did not pay $162 for this
mask. It's a $162 face mask.
Yes.
Okay. Why do you love it?
When I put it on before bed, sometimes it's the only thing I put on before bed because I've been going to bed super late lately. And I'm like, I get out of the shower. I'm not even putting on a toner. I'm not putting on a serum. I'm just slapping this on. When I wake up, my skin looks really good.
One of those overnight masks?
I'm not even using it. Like, it doesn't say it's an overnight mask. I'm just using it as an overnight mask. But I also sometimes do use it as like a 10-minute treatment, and then I just tissue it off. I also love that it's not the kind of mask that you need to like get a little washcloth out. You don't need to put your hair back. It's
so
not messy.
So you just put it on and then tissue off 10 minutes
later. Yeah, or I just sleep with it. And it really does leave my skin very plump and vibrant.
This smells divine.
Smells great. Listen, it's not for everyone. You need a lot of disposable income to have this. And I wanted to be frank with you guys. This was gifted to me. Okay. But it's really something fabulous. And
I think you should gift it to me for Christmas.
Yeah, if you can treat yourself, I mean, damn, do it. What do you have?
I'm going to raise a wand to a highlighting stick.
Ooh.
That's a little bit more affordable. I believe it's like $26. It's Mally Beauty.
Oh, this is nice.
Former pod guest. So remember I was into the Ciate London one for a while. This, I don't know how she did it. Mally loves shimmer. So I was like, oh God, it's Mally's. It's going to be like shimmerific. You've seen her on QVC.
Like, you're going to be able to see it from space.
Her face is on bling. Yeah. You could see it from space. Strobing, strobing,
this is
strobing.
Nice, Jen.
No, this one, it's called Invisible Light because it is kind of invisible. Truly, I hate when people say, like, it'll give you the glow like you're in candlelight, because it's BS. Nobody looks that good in real life. It's the candlelight glow because it's so subtle. So subtle that you don't – like, usually I only put it on my cheekbone tops because I'm afraid to do, like, the down-the-nose trick and the Cupid's bow trick because I feel like it'll look too shimmery. This one, you can truly – swipe it straight onto your skin, down your nose, on your brow bones, on your cheekbones, Cupid's bow, and – it's like you just hit it with like candlelight. It sounds so corny. I sound like such a beauty editor right now.
No, honestly, I'm going to be your second opinion, your witness.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Can you get a witness? Yeah, no, this really is very invisible.
Lovely, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's on QVC, and she probably has it on her website too. Mally Beauty Invisible Light.
Go Mally.
Raise a wand.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at Fat Mascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.